This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Benefix. Active ingredient, S. Nonacog alpha, recombinant coagulation factor 9. This leaflet provides important information about using Benefix. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Benefix. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Benefix? Benefix contains the active ingredient Nonacog alpha. Nonacog alpha is a coagulation factor 9 product that is produced by recombinant technology. Mammalian cells, which have the DNA for human coagulation factor 9 put in them, are grown in large amounts in cell culture laboratories. These cells make recombinant human factor 9, which is released into cell culture media and then very highly purified. The recombinant factor 9 does not contain any human blood, preservatives, or added animal or human components. People with hemophilia B, Christmas disease are deficient in coagulation factor 9. Benefix works by replacing factor 9 to enable blood to clot. Benefix is used to control and treat bleeding and to prevent bleeding in people with hemophilia B. What should I know before I use Benefix? Warnings. Do not use Benefix if you are allergic to hamster proteins or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Signs of allergy include a skin rash, itching, chest tightness, wheezing, dizziness, hives, faintness, rapid heartbeat, blurred vision, shortness of breath and/or a swollen face. If any of these signs occur, stop using Benefix and see your doctor immediately. You may need urgent medical care. Check with your doctor if you have liver disease, are at risk of developing clotting disorders other than hemophilia, have recently had surgery. These conditions increase your risk for clotting complications. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. It is not known whether Benefix can affect your ability to have children or harm your developing baby. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Benefix passes into breast milk. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Benefix and affect how well it works. You may need to use different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Benefix. How do I use Benefix? How much to use? Benefix comes in 5 dosage strengths. Your doctor will prescribe the dosage strength and dose that is right for you. The dose and duration will depend on your individual needs for replacement factor 9 therapy. If you have been using plasma-derived factor 9, the dose of Benefix may differ from the dose of plasma-derived factor 9. Your doctor may decide to change the dose of Benefix during your treatment. Follow the instructions provided and use Benefix until your doctor tells you to stop. How to use Benefix? Benefix is given as an injection directly into your veins, usually by yourself, a doctor, nurse, or other trained person. Benefix contains no additives that would prevent the growth of bacteria once the powder is dissolved with sterile sodium chloride solution. For this reason, each vial of Benefix is for single use only, in one patient only. Discard any residue. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. When injecting Benefix, you must follow the detailed instructions provided in the leaflet in the pack. If you do not understand the instructions for injecting Benefix found in the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. When you have finished injecting Benefix, discard the needle and syringe into a sharps container. How to reconstitute and administer Benefix? Always wash your hands before doing the following procedures. Use germ-free methods during the makeup, reconstitution procedure and during injection. Use only the materials provided in the pack for dissolving the Benefix powder with a sodium chloride solution and then injecting the made-up Benefix solution. Inject Benefix solution as soon as possible or within 3 hours after dissolving the powder. The made-up solution may be stored at room temperature before injection. Inject the Benefix solution intravenously over several minutes. The rate of injection should be determined by your comfort level. If you see clumping of red blood cells in the tubing or syringe, discard all this material, tubing, syringe and Benefix solution, and start again with a new package. Clumping together of red blood cells in the tubing or syringe has been noticed when Benefix is given to patients. No side effects have been reported when this clumping has occurred. To minimize the risk of clumping, it is important to limit the amount of blood entering the tubing. Blood should not enter the syringe. If you forget to use Benefix, Benefix should be used regularly as agreed with your doctor. If you miss your dose at the usual time, you should inject the next dose as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and inject your next dose when you are meant to. Do not inject a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Benefix, if you think that you have used too much Benefix, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Benefix? Things you should do. See your doctor immediately if your bleeding does not stop as expected. Stop the infusion immediately if you experience an allergic reaction such as skin rash, itching, chest tightness, wheezing, dizziness, hives, faintness, chills, flushing, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath and/or a swollen face. Call your doctor straight away if you are using increasing amounts of Benefix in order to control a bleed. Experience an allergic reaction. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Benefix. During your treatment with Benefix, your blood will be checked for inhibitors to factor IX activity. Inhibitors are antibodies against factor IX, which are made by your immune system. The inhibitors stop the factor IX from working as well as it used to. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine or lower the dosage without first checking with your doctor unless you have an allergic reaction. Do not give Benefix to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Benefix to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Benefix is not expected to affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions on the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep Benefix in the refrigerator, 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Benefix may be stored at room temperature, below 30 degrees Celsius for a single period up to 6 months. If Benefix is stored at room temperature, it may not be returned to refrigerated storage and must be used within 6 months. Write the date on the package when you first store Benefix at room temperature. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Keep Benefix and needles where young children cannot reach it. After reconstitution. To stop bacterial contamination of the solution, use the made-up Benefix solution as soon as possible or within 3 hours after reconstitution. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Dispose of all unused sodium chloride solution, empty vials, used syringes and needles into a sharps container. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, they are mostly minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. What to do? Headache. Runny or blocked nose or sneezing. Lightheadedness. Fever. Chills. Flushing. Nausea. Vomiting. Diarrhea. Feeling of tiredness, drowsiness, or lack of energy. Discomfort or swelling at the injection site. Altered taste. Coughing. Burning sensation in the jaw or skull. Changes in your vision. Tremor. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. These are all mild side effects of Benefix injection and will usually disappear on their own. Tell your doctor if they continue. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Allergic reaction. Skin rash. Itching. Chest tightness. Wheezing. Dizziness. Hives. Faintness. Rapid heartbeat. Shortness of breath. A swollen face. Blurred vision. Stop using Benefix and call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop treatment with any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Benefix contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Nonacog alpha. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Glycine, sucrose, histidine, polysorbate 80, sodium chloride solution, 0.234%. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients or hamster proteins. What Benefix looks like. Benefix comes as a white powder in a glass vial. Each vial of Benefix is provided with a pre-filled diluent syringe containing 0.234% sodium chloride solution and accessories required for making up the solution and injection. These include a plunger rod, a sterile infusion set, a sterile vial adapter, sticking plaster, a sterile gauze pad and two alcohol swabs. Benefix 250 IU, Ostar 1, 2, 8, 3, 3, 9. Benefix 500 IU, Ostar 1, 2, 8, 3, 7, 5. Benefix 1000 IU, Ostar 1, 2, 8, 3, 7, 7. Benefix 2000 IU, Ostar 1, 2, 8, 3, 7, 8. Benefix 3000 IU, Ostar 2, 0, 3, 3, 1, 6. Who distributes Benefix? Benefix is supplied in Australia by Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd, Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. www.physermedinfo.com.au. Benefix is supplied in New Zealand by Pfizer New Zealand Limited, P.O. Box 3998, Auckland. Toll-free number 0800736363. www.physermedinfo.co.nz. The Benefix Administration Kit is prepared by Wyeth Pharma, Aljeet, San Sebastian de los Reyes, Madrid, Spain. This leaflet was prepared in November 2021. Registered trademark.